I may have mentioned to you in another homily how years ago I was driving in front of somebody's home. This person had passed away several years before. And this person had been very wealthy, successful businessman, had an inheritance upon which he built what he had, but somebody not very well known for his kindness to his employees or his generosity to others. But the interesting thing was to see all this fellow's things outside in front of the house on tables at an estate sale. So all these things he had supposedly worked so hard for, all these things he'd saved for, all this his hard-earned money was spent on, now being scattered away to the four winds, and probably for a lot less value or a lot less cost than he paid for them. Which makes us kind of wonder, what's the point? What's the point? Human beings are, of course, meant to be productive. We're meant to do something good in the world, to use the God-given gifts and talents that we have to do something good in the world. Raise money for our families, support them, to do good in the community, etc. We're not called to be lazy, obviously, but at the same time, we can't be consumed with money or possessions just for the sake of money or possessions. Not that these things are evil in and of themselves. In fact, many times people get what St. Paul said wrong. St. Paul does not say that money is the root of all evil. He says that the love of money is the root of all evil. Why? Because what you love, you become. What you love, you become. If we love God, we become like God. We become holy and divine. If we love only this world and things in this world, money included, then like everything else in this world that disappears, we're going to disappear and be reduced to nothing right along with it. As the book of Ecclesiastes says, here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave his property. A vain thing, such vanity and great misfortune. We must also be very careful of another fallacy, which says that all people who are rich are evil, and they're going to go to hell. And that all people who are poor are kind and virtuous, and they all get to go to heaven. They don't. They don't. If somebody has something that is blessed by God because of their labors, good fortune, whatever it might be, they're called to use what God has given them, obviously, for his honor and glory and for the good of those around them. Whatever we're blessed with, we're here not to have that just for ourselves, but for the good of others. After all, as we're told, what do you have that you have not received? The answer, of course, is nothing. All that we have has been given to us by the hand of God. Even those who may have less than somebody else can't look at them and say, well, I get to go to heaven because I'm poor. Not if you're greedy with the little bit that you have. Not if you don't want to share, if you get jealous or angry or whatever it is, as many people do. It's the position of our hearts and our minds. What we do with what we have, whether it's much or little, that matters. To be rich, as Jesus says, in what matters to God. To store up treasure in heaven and eternity, whereas he says, moth cannot come in and destroy, nor thieves break in and steal. So we have to move out of the worldly way of looking at things, just looking at the people around us, what they have, what they don't have, what they deserve or don't deserve, and all that stuff. No, St. Paul says, brothers and sisters, we have been raised to a great dignity with Christ. We're beyond all that, above all that. And so we're to seek what is above, not to become selfish and myopic, but to be large-hearted, broad-minded, but more than anything else, to look up toward Christ, to seek the things that are above, the things that are eternal, where Christ himself is seated at the right hand of God, where you and I are meant to go. We're to think of what is above, not keep ourselves consumed with what is here on earth. Why? You have died. Beyond all that, our life is hidden with Christ in God, so that when Christ, our life, appears, we can appear with him in glory. Not the glory of the world, but the glory and splendor of all eternal things. That's why St. Paul says, put to death then the parts of you that remain in this world. Put to death the immorality that we participate in so many times. put to death the impurity that we find ourselves in so many times, the evil passions, the evil desires, and the greed that is idolatry, to stop lying to and about one another. We have taken off these old practices, become a new creation, put on a new being, the image of the Creator. Again, we become what we love, we will have what we desire, and it will either kill us or it will give us eternal life. Instead of being immoral people, to follow God's commands, to do what's right, to do what's good, to be people of a moral and upright life rather than immoral and sinful. Rather than seeing things the way that our sinfulness will have us see them, to see all things, all persons as God sees them, to have a pure heart and a pure state of mind. Rather than being filled with evil passions, evil desires, to have a passion for what is good, a passion for righteousness, a passion for the gospel, a passion for Christ, and to desire God above all things. And not to have a greed that turns us into cold idols, but rather to have a desire for God who can transform us into His own image, the one true God. To be honest, open and clear. This is the life of Christ, to be rich in all things that matter to God and to God alone. As we see Jesus on the crucifix, who gives everything, His body, His blood, His soul, His divinity, His very life, everything for what? For our salvation. As He has done, we must do. Give up our hearts, our minds, our bodies, our lives for the sake of God, and we do it in a variety of ways. For your spouse, for your family, country, for others, always for God first, though, and doing it through others that God has placed in our lives. Ultimately, everything for Christ, to be poor in spirit and rich in the kingdom of heaven. Today, ordinarily, the church would be celebrating the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, who once wrote this prayer that sums up all that we heard today in the readings at Mass. We could make St. Ignatius' prayer our own, where he says, take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. Take it all, receive it. All that I have, everything that I call my own, it is you who have given all these things to me. To you, Lord, I return them. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. Only your love and your grace. This is enough for me. Can we say that with sincerity? Can we say that with heartfelt devotion and mean it, and let Christ be our everything? Anything else, anything other than Christ, anything other than His love, His grace, nothing but vanity.